And we're back. You're listening to Central Illinois Business. So glad you stayed with us through the break. Here in the second half of the hour, I am talking with Debbie Hensley. And if you don't know Debbie, you need to. She's just come out with a new book. So tell us about it.
Well, the name of my business is Your Best Third Third, and it's all about from ages 60 to 90.
Right.
So my story is that when I turned 60, I stopped dyeing my hair. I threw myself a party, and I got sassy. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
I love it.
And so I was thinking a couple of days later, 60, you know, time to slow down, maybe think retirement. And then I thought, wait a minute, my mother's 90.
Yeah.
And if I live to be 90, that's 30 more years, which is a huge responsibility and an opportunity.
Right.
And I thought, well, I can't really slow down for 30 years. So what am I going to do? What do I need to do at this time? And so then because I'm really, really good at math, I figured out that 30 of 90 is a third.
Yeah.
So it's the third third of my life. And so I am making it the best possible one ever.
Oh,
so
I love that.
So the book is a lot. It's not really designed just for people in their third third. It's really for any age because we are becoming who we will be in our third third, no matter what age we are. So I used to go and visit in a nursing home with my little boys. And I got to noticing there are kind of two kinds of people in the nursing home. There's the nice ones, you know, with butterscotch candies in their pockets and like the visit. And then there are the other kind of ones.
Oh, yeah, the kind of cranky ones.
Yeah. So the premise with the book is, which old woman will you be? Are you going to be the nice one that people look forward to seeing that continues to contribute? Or are you going to be the grumpy one or the one who just kind of retreats and, you know, waits to die because they don't think there's anything else to do.
Yeah. I was just on a plane coming back home, and there was a movie on there, you know, and you get nothing else to do on the plane. I watched it called Maudie, and it was about folk artist Maud Lewis. It was a small independent film, but it was really wonderful. And in the film, Maudie is kind of used and abused by everybody in her life, and she ends up becoming like world famous as this folk artist. And one of the conversations that she had with her aunt, who basically, you know, didn't throw her out of the house but made it hard for her to live there, so she had to move out. And in the end, you know, she said, you know, I've just wanted to settle some things. I think I'm going to be dying soon. I just wanted to tell you some things. And she told her some things about her life that had been a secret and all these things. But then she said, one of the things I really observed is you're the only one in our family who's actually lived a happy life. And how many people really have to come to terms with that?
Right.
And that's why I so appreciate your attitude and your attack on life, and wanted to have you on the show. One of the things in your book you've got, as a subtitle, is Do's and Don'ts for Living Your Third Third on Purpose. So what are the some of the do's and don'ts?
Well, you'll have to give me the book so I can use as a cheat sheet. But, you know, one of the points I wanted to make with you today is that, you know, this isn't new for me. I've been training and developing and leading people to be intentional about their lives for the last 30 or 35 years.
I love that word, intentional.
Yeah, so with me, this is just focusing now on this third third, because this is where I'm at. I'm going to be 66 next month.
Congratulations.
And all around me, I just see this huge need, because financial planners tell me that for some of their clients, retirement is the worst thing that ever happened to them.
Oh, I bet.
So they don't know what to do. So they sit down and they become less active. And then
that's not good.
So this book is really kind of focused on giving some ideas of how to keep going and how to find new things to be interested in. It's really just about building on what's already there.
Right.
So.
Well, like for me, a don't would be, don't buy a condo in Florida thinking you're going to sit on the beach. I mean, that would kill me.
Right, right.
It would just kill me. And I like playing golf, but I mean, if that's all I was doing, I would be, it would be like being in purgatory.
Right, exactly. So one of my don'ts in here is don't get stuck.
Okay.
And it's really easy to get stuck. And I have, you know, I'm kind of a storyteller, so I have stories in here about people I know. Or, but then there are three things. One is that you just have to know what being stuck feels like. Because I think a lot of times people that are thinking about retirement or they're in their third, they just kind of fear the unknown, or they kind of dread what's coming, but they don't take time to sit back and say, wait a minute, you know, I'm still healthy. One of the stories in here is my mother was 72. Nobody had in her life, as long as we could think back and research back, had ever lived past 72. So when she turned 72, she got up and got dressed and blew out the candles, ate her piece of cake, sat down, and just waited to die because everybody else in her family had.
Funny, yeah.
And as I remember it, about 2 years later, she called me up one day and she said, hey, I'm not dead yet. I'm going on a trip with my sister. And so for, you know, the next 20 years.
That.
Yeah. So she had to figure out she was stuck, had to figure out what that was like.
I remember my mom and my aunts kept saying, oh, well, we're going to take grandma on a trip, you know, before she's too old to go, and we're going to go to Rome, and we're going to go to this, and we're going to go to that, and travel the world. I mean, and they never did it.
Yeah.
And grandma died.
Yes,
and that's
exactly.
It, you know, I mean, do it.
Yeah, and once that, yeah, and then you, the people that are still living are the ones that have the regret.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I know one of my things is just prosper and enjoy. I actually personally was reminded this morning of the brevity of life and how unexpectedly a life can end. And so, you know, I'm planning on living into my 90s, but I know I don't have any guarantee, but I am definitely going to live without regrets.
Yes, I like that.
And
how do you do that?
Well, I think a lot of it is just to be intentional with your life and to really take the time to assess, you know.
One of the things I think we need to do is actually enjoy, like I'm enjoying this moment with you so much. Enjoy the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then you can't have a regret at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah. I think another, like another one of my things to do in here is to just be interesting. You know, because
some people don't know how to be interesting.
No, but I give some ways. You know, you just have to, you know, one of them is listen to the radio and know what's going on in your community. Champaign-Urbana, Champaign cracks me up. Actually, Deb Finan is a friend of mine, and I every once in a while tell
her. She's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm like.
We love our mayor.
She's a great one. But
she is.
I will tell her, I'm like, you know, Deb, if you don't care what happens in this community, it's really entertaining. Like, you know, when she ran for mayor, there were four people running for mayor, and there were, you know, the school board was turning over, and there are all these, you know, conflicts of interest and these things that were going on. She will remind me, oh, but Debbie, we do care what happens in our community. Of course we do. But, you know, some of it
I went to a city council meeting last night. She was front and center. And I tell you what, it was a sight to see. It was really cool. I felt like, man, this is America, you know?
It is cool. It's really kind of, I've been to a number of city council meetings while she's been mayor, and even before, too. And they are, you know, if there is a, even if you don't know that they're going to be talking about something you're interested in, it's good. But I think there are just some ways. It's like, you know, another one in here is I think people, you know, as their friends die, another, just a story from my mother is at one point she called, she said, I don't have anybody to go any place with me anymore. Because, you know, all my friends are dying or they're too sick or, you know, and she was a little mopey and I was kind of the daughter to, you know, not, you know, facilitate mopiness. And so I said, well, mother, you just need to go out and find some younger friends. You know, if all your friends are dying or they're getting old, then go find some younger ones. And so the next week she called me, said, I took your advice. And I called a friend of mine. She's younger than me. She's 76. And they went to a quilt show or something together and had a great time. So,
well, and I mean, you know, in sympathy for your mother, I mean, I had a friend who was going to retire and moved to Florida. Again, this is why I love Florida, nothing against Florida, but this is why I wouldn't do that. As she went down there and she made friends, what she found out was she was going to a funeral every week.
I mean,
it's like they were dropping like flies down there. And she finally came home and joined the general population.
Right.
And, you know, and then with her family and the grandkids and everything, I think she was a lot happier.
Sure.
But you don't want to get into the situation where, like you say, you know, you just feel like you're stuck and all of the the people around you are older than you are, and then they're dying, and then you're having to face that every day. I mean, I think as a society, and we used to put all the old people in a building. I called it warehousing. Put them in a building way off in the middle of nowhere. Now those things are more residential in scale, and they're usually like right in the middle of neighborhoods.
Sure.
And they're real close to where they can get out and walk and go shopping. And let's all stay together as part of the population. The young people can interact with old people. And
It's good for everybody.
That's what life is all about. Yeah.
Well, you know, you asked me off air about if I still do the information with the behavior style assessments and DISC, and I do. And one of the key things with this book and with the work that I'm doing with Your Best Third Third is helping people not to compare themselves to other people, but to really find their own brilliance. I deeply believe that each of us as individuals has a brilliance
I love that brilliance.
Yeah, and you need to just find it. And sometimes in that second third, kind of from 30 to 60, we can kind of lose that sense that I have a personal brilliance because we have other people, whether it's family or job or whatever, kind of setting the schedule and determining how we spend our time. But it really is important to take the time, even in those times, to invest in ourselves, to say, well, who am I? And what am I really good at? And what do I enjoy? And where do I want to end up? So that we begin to make the adjustments and begin to design our best third third. Because it's not going to happen unless we're intentional about it.
Do you remember there was a mini series, I mean, way back when, Rich Man, Poor Man. And in the story, there was two brothers, and one get very successful in real estate development, this, that, and the other thing, you know, and all this wealth that he had accumulated. And the other one was, you know, just really couldn't quite get his act together, but, you know, was a sailor, you know, out, you know, in the bay in Florida or whatever. And in the end, all of this trajectory and the arc of the characters and everything else, in the end, the guy who was the happiest was the, what in the book called Rich Man, was the poor man.
Sure.
He was the one, you know, he's behind the wheel of his boat and everything, you know, he's just going off into the sunset, the end of the series, his miniseries. And sometimes I think we do need to find out who we are and where we want to end up.
Sure. Because with our third third, it's not about recreating ourselves. It's about building what's already there.
Yeah.
And if we've been aware and intentional in our, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, and actually the woman that is kind of my right hand and helping me with my website and my business, she's in her 30s.
Wow.
And, you know, she said, the reason I keep doing this with you is it's changing my life. And now I'm thinking about what I want my third third to look like, even though it's further away. But she said, you know, I'm not going to waste.
Maybe an advantage.
Sure. Not going to waste 30 years of my life thinking, oh, when I get to be 60, then I'll do what I'm good at.
Right. Right. I love it. Well, tell me now, obviously this is published. I'm looking at a copy, holding it here in my hand. How do people get a hold of this book?
Amazon.
Okay.
It's on Amazon as both an ebook and also you can order the paperback.
Okay.
And anytime that I do speaking engagements, workshops, things like that, oftentimes I include a copy of the book in the cost of hiring me.
Okay. Tell me about your speaking and your other services or whatever.
Okay. Well, I'm very customizable, but I do have a workshop right now that's called Design Your Best Third Third. I'm really working at promoting that in several different locations and with different demographics. And it's all about, like I said, building on who you already are and designing what you want your third third to be like so that when you get there, you're ready to take off running. So you can stop dyeing your hair and throw yourself a party and get sassy. I'm living it, and I want to be a good example of that.
Oh, well, you really are a great example for all of us, Debbie. And I want to thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
I'm so proud of you with your new book. And I'm going to read this. I'm going to start on this tonight. This is really exciting to me. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.